Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, that time of the week to talk to the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pasco. All thanks to the people at Harvey Norman Computers. And Richard will be talking about this nearly $2,200 worth of computer we've got to give away in the next week or so. Richard Pasco, good afternoon and welcome back. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Pilko. I've got some investment advice for you.
Oh, go on. Here we go. You're gone.
So if you've never bet before, Port Adelaide tomorrow night, not a problem at all. Gamble responsibly, though, so yes.
Yeah, turning your microphone down, that's it.
You and Anthony Toop and Phil Hoffman, you can't help yourselves, Fit. But, gee, you're looking good, though. I tell you what, you'll beat Geelong tomorrow night. Big crowd down there. You've got a question for Richard. He is the Adelaide Tech Guy. Give us a call now, 8223-0000. He's available online at theadelaidetechguy.com.au or on the mobile, 0419-829-145. We got calls from breakfast to you-know-where and from Glandor. Maureen is our first caller for the afternoon for Richard. Maureen, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Richard?
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Maureen.
With my iPhone and my mail keeps coming up every other one as iCloud.
Right.
And, I mean, I can go back into all the boxes and check, you know, the arrow back to send. And I'll bring it back, it goes back to mailbox. But then the next time it'll come up again as iCloud.
So you have another address other than iCloud, don't you, Maureen?
Yes, I've got two.
Right, if you go to Settings Mail and you'll have accounts in there, take the iCloud one out.
Well, I've only got one in there. I haven't got the other. If I go into iCloud and check down all the apps that are open.
Yeah,
I've got my two there, but at the on button is on iCloud, not on my own.
Yep.
And then if I go into, you know, where all your names, phone numbers, and emails are, contact.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with that part, Maureen.
So I have to add in my other email.
Yeah, you should just put it in there anyway.
But why is it coming up?
Because is it the same email address for your Apple ID?
My Apple ID is the same as my email address, which is an at me. You know,
So you've just got the one email address, which is at me.
At me, yeah.
Take the other one off, Maureen.
From where?
Well, in settings and mail, there should be two email addresses sitting in there.
I'm looking at it. There's only one, iCloud.
There's only, but you're saying that you're getting...
When I get mail, it comes up sometimes as a, you know, when I look at the top, it's got message, and then it's got...
So settings and messages, Maureen, in there. So settings and messages this time. Take the tick out of the email address. You'll see it in there. So there'll be a tick on the email address for Maureen at me.com. We know that's not your email address. Take the tick out of that and then you should be fine. So your messages will only go to your phone number.
I've got messages. I've got send and receive.
Maureen, give me a call afterwards, all right? Messages in there, there's a couple of them in there. I'll explain to you because we want somebody to win the laptop today. So, yeah, we'll go into the draw for the laptop.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Maureen. Remember, the best question today goes into the draw to win that lovely Acer laptop.
Righto, 10 minutes past two. Let's go to Golden Grove, and David's on the line for Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy. David, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Thank you, Tony. Good day there, Richard.
Hi, David.
Richard, I'm using Windows 10.
Yes.
And I've been a long-term user of IE. Now.
Oh, David.
Being aware that that is ending support early next year, I've gradually been starting to use Google and also
Edge.
Edge.
Yes.
My question is, which I wanted to do some time ago, because I like the history and the favourite structure in IE.
Yep.
How can I save them or back them up independently, both the history and the favourites for later reference, even when I've got the no longer use of IE?
History, you're going to struggle. For it, because really IE's not been supported for a long time now, and it's been the last couple of years I've been saying get off it. As well, you can export all your favourites out of Internet Explorer. If you go on the setting, there is an export function in the bookmarks part to say, let's export this out, and then you can import it into Edge or Google Chrome.
Yeah, it's just that the history, the favourites bookmarks, as they call it, in Chrome, is I don't like their interface as I do with IE.
Yeah, I hate to say it, David, you're going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, I know. I realise that gets used to it. But right. Is there any way of backing them up, though?
The history part, no. The favourites, you can export it out, though.
Other than exporting, you can't save them somewhere else.
No. You're being punished for using Internet Explorer, David.
That's all right.
God, the truth.
Thanks, Richard.
The truth hurts sometimes. Richard, if you've had a keyboard and a mouse for a few years now, is there any benefit in buying a new one?
Yes, there is, and that's apart from being, they might be a bit grubby because people just we eat over them and everything like that. They've never been cheaper, Pilco, either. That you can buy wireless keyboard and mouse for about $20-$25 now. So, if you've got a wired one, go to wireless. Don't keep them forever. I would say 2 to 3 years, swap your keyboard and mouse over.
Righto, it's 12 and a half minutes past two. This is Tech Talk with Richard Pascoe. Thanks to the people at Harvey Norman Computers. They're the people to see. Let's go to Woodside. And for Richard Pascoe, Lara from there has given us a ring. Lara, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you both?
Good, Lara. Yeah.
Good. Look, I've got a friend who is the first time buying a smartphone for soon-to-be teenager, and she's very concerned about what sort of apps would be the best things to look at to keep track of usage and make sure nothing untoward is happening. I know you've got some great articles on your website about online, keeping kids safe online, but have you got anything about smartphones?
When kids are getting their first smartphones out there, you've always got to go along and set the ground rules down from as young as they are, for it. So you really start young on there because, you can't do it when they get to, let's say, 16, 17, because it's basically out of control then, as far as that's concerned. That, it really does, it snowballs then, as far as that's concerned.
No, well, I believe it's because he's turning a teenager, so turning 13.
Great time to do it.
He has been using mum and dad's phone, but now getting his own.
That's
it. So is there anywhere you'd go that you'd recommend particular apps?
There's an app, Lara, called RPACT, O-U-R-P-A-C-T, which is a really good thing, so then you can control what they're installing on there and keep an eye on their devices as well, because you'll know from, and you've got to talk to the kids about it, go along and say, you're getting a smartphone, but now we'll know what you're doing on there. We're not spying on you, but we're just making sure that you're safe online.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your advice.
Thanks, Lara.
Cheers. Bye.
Richard, is this a good time to buy a television as we head towards the end of the financial year?
I reckon it's a great time to buy a TV. It's great bargains out there in TVs because they're getting rid of last year's models and all the new models are about to come in as well. So you can save thousands on a TV at the moment. So your Samsungs, your LGs. I've got a particular fondness for the TCL brand at the moment. I think they're making very, very good TVs at a very good price.
TCL brand, okay.
TCL.
That's a brand new. You're right. It's just on a quarter past two. We're talking with the Adelaide Tech Guy, thanks to the people at Harvey Norman Computers. Richard Pascoe, down to Marion, and Frank's on the line for us from down there. Hello, Frank.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Frank.
I've got a mystery or nuisance problem. Every time when I hook up my phone or GoPro or Nikon camera to my computer,
yes,
make a noise like connected. When I click on my computer, there's nothing there. Then I go into my control panel and uninstall the camera.
Right.
Replug, and after 20 seconds, it's ready to go. So it doesn't stay in the computer.
Do you plug it into the back or the front of the computer, Frank?
At the front. It doesn't make any difference which USB I'm using.
Because it can be. How old is it?
Oh, like you. Nah.
It can't be that. Can't be that old, Frank. Good God.
Look. It does work. The USB front at the back everywhere.
Yep.
Every day, if I plug my GoPro camera into my computer,
yep,
I have to uninstall first from the control panel.
No, you shouldn't have to do that. It's.
I know that.
To me, it sounds like, yeah, I understand you. I understand you know that, Frank. It seems to be a bit of a, sometimes it might not have enough power. I'd take it to somewhere and get your power supply checked in it, Frank.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
That could be the easiest solution you're after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Righto, Frank. Thanks for the call. Julie at Modbury. Let's see. Murray at Seaford Rise. Greg at Hallett Cove. And Craig on a mobile. You'll be our next four callers for the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. And this is Tech Talk with the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Thanks to the people at Harvey Norman Computers. Calls all over the place to Modbury. And at, what is it? It's just on 21 minutes past two. Julie is next caller on the line. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm just wanting some advice. I'm looking at semi-retiring and doing some travelling, and I'm wanting to get a computer or change our home computer to a laptop.
Yeah.
But I'm uncertain if, or my husband and I are arguing over getting a laptop or a two-in-one. I would very much appreciate some advice and some suggestions on what sort.
Why does hubby want a two-in-one?
Probably because I've got an iPad and he hasn't. I have no idea.
So what are you going to do on it, Julie?
A little bit of work that I have to do from afar.
Yep.
But basically, uses a computer just for rather than an iPad or.
Because you can get a keyboard for an iPad, which makes it ideal when you travel.
Okay.
You know, for it, and you can put Office on the iPad as well. People always tend to forget that. So if you're not doing anything reasonably complicated,
there may be a little bit of complication stuff for work, not high tech business, but some small business application. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, get one of the small Surface Go would probably appease both of you as well, which is a small laptop. All right, try that one. Surface Go from Harvey Norman.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julie.
Okay, Julie, good luck in those retirement years, yourself and hubby. To Seaford Rise and for Richard Pascoe, we've got a call from Murray. Murray, good afternoon. Go ahead. You're talking to Richard.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, far away, Murray.
Okay. I've got an Acer laptop, which when you mentioned about the thing that made me remember about the problem. I've got a headphones, Bluetooth headphones, and Bluetooth is too scared of the laptop.
Yeah, wobbly old line. Murray, I tell you what, I reckon we might have to get back to you. Murray, I don't know whether you move the phone around, give it another try, but we'll hopefully get back to you. But it sounds like you're underwater, but without being rude. Yeah. Greg, hopefully your connection's a little better. You're down at Hallett Cove. Good afternoon, Greg.
Yeah, g'day, Richard and Phil Coe.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better, Greg.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Look, I think Pilko and I got something in common is we're both IT experts. And I tried to fix the problem myself, rather silly because I don't know really what I'm doing.
What'd you do, Greg?
I've reset the whole thing back to its factory settings.
Yep.
And because of that, I've lost all the photographs and that I had on there of family and other things.
Oh, Greg.
Is there any way I can retrieve them?
And you never backed up, did you, Greg?
Yeah, look, mate, I don't even know what that is.
Right, so, the answer is maybe, Greg. How long ago did you do it?
Oh, look, I haven't touched it since.
Good.
Yeah.
Give me a call off air, Greg, I will send you somewhere where you can get a quote before it happens, all right?
Okay.
All right.
There is a remote possibility.
There is a remote possibility we can get it all back for you, Greg, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, give Richard a ring on the mobile number of his. Richard, a question. This is from Brenton. He said, with grandkids in Victoria
and we know about the restrictions that are applicable at the moment. He said, is there one brand of mobile phone that offers the best camera quality? He said, especially important nowadays with the grandkids and I'm self-isolated.
Exactly. So the later iPhones or the latest Samsung phones as well. I've got to say, Samsung on the Android side producing some really good phones with great cameras in them as well. So, you know, anything over probably $500 at a Samsung phone, great idea.
With a question, I think it's about QR codes. Richard down at Glenelga. Craig has given us a ring from down there. Craig, good afternoon. You're talking to Richard.
G'day. How you going, boys?
Good, Craig.
That's good. I just wanted to find out, I get sick of bloody leaving my phone in the car and all that sort of stuff when you've got to use QR codes and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
I've seen people do it on watches. Is that something that is available to be done easily?
No, you can use your watch as a camera which goes through to your phone. That's all it's doing, Craig.
Right, okay. So, but if I was interested in doing something like that, Could you suggest something that's not going to cost me an arm and a leg?
It's always going to cost you an arm and a leg, Craig. So it's the Apple Watch, which the world's leading smartwatch out there as well. So that combined with the iPhone is how people are doing it. But I don't know why people would do it that way. It's a stupid idea.
Yeah, fair enough. No worries.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
God, he can be brutal. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg, and it's stupid to do it that way. Mr. Holback himself. Right, God lover, Father Joan up in North Adelaide with a question for you, Richard. Father Joan, go ahead.
Yeah, sitting outside the Archer. Now, my son's relatively new, as you know, Richard. Well,
yes.
Less than 4 years old. And my Bluetooth connection is about as slow as the wheel of death. Why is this happening? Sometimes I can't connect things at all with Bluetooth. I've got iPhone 8 and my computer's 3 years old,
yep.
My iPad's 1 year old. Why?
Bluetooth is a bag of hurt. It always has been. has been for a lot of people. So what I say, Joan, is if you go into your iPhone, go settings. There's a reset the network settings, which includes Bluetooth on there as well. Try that first, all right?
It won't blow everything else up.
No, you'll have to reset your Wi-Fi. You'll have to re-enter in your Wi-Fi password, okay?
I can do that.
There you go.
So much.
Good. See you, Joan.
Joanie, problem solved, love. At Oakton for Richard Pascoe, Michael's on the telephone. Michael, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Hi, Michael.
A friend of mine had a laptop with a couple of years old, which needed Windows 10 updated.
Yep.
I did that yesterday.
Good.
Everything went through.
Good.
Go through. I go then look again, check for updates. It says you're not up to date. You've got a security problem, blah, blah, blah. You click on that, just go through the motion, and it just keeps coming back saying you still got a security problem. And that's Windows 10 home. Yesterday.
Yep. Do you know what version of Windows 10 it's saying you're on at the moment?
I'm thinking 20, number 20, I think it is.
You're not that far behind, Michael.
Yeah. It just, I can understand why it goes, it all works, everything works, but it just, when you go to Windows Update, it says you need to update, you click on it, doesn't work.
You see the little optional updates underneath?
There's a stripey, there's just an exclamation mark in red saying, letting you know.
Yeah, don't think you've done it right, Mike. There should be no exclamation mark on there at all.
I've done it twice.
Understand all that, Michael, but I think you're just missing something along the way. So give me a call after the show, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
You.
His mobile number, Michael, is 0419-829-145. All righty. Let's go to Lockleys. We'll have to be nearly our last caller for the afternoon. Paul from down at Lockleys has given Richard Pascoe a ring. Paul, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Richard.
We'll see if this is the laptop winning question, Paul, all right? No pressure, Paul. Come on, fire up, mate.
I need a new laptop. Anyway, I was just wondering what
Paul.
your thoughts are on a home wireless broadband. Now, my ISP has got a deal at the moment.
Who's your ISP?
On iiNet.
Yeah.
Now, how do I put it? I've currently got NBN,
yes.
Which at times has been a little bit infrequent.
Yep.
Okay. Now, they're offering me a home wireless broadband to replace the NBN service.
Yep.
All right. I'm currently on an NBN 12 plan.
Which is truly awful.
Which it is, yes. Yes, I get that, but at least it's cheap. And
you're getting what you pay for, Paul.
I get it. That's fine. But they're offering this one now, which is, like I said, the home wireless broadband.
Yep.
Up to 20 megabytes per second with limitless data. And I'm just wondering what you had any thoughts on home wireless broadband, whether it's worthwhile for me to transition across to that.
Depends on the reception in your area. I've had clients who quite like it, but other clients who absolutely hate it, Paul, and regretted doing it. What I would probably encourage you, Paul, is to get off the 12 meg, pay the extra couple of dollars, and go to like the 24 meg plan.
All right. It seems to be fine at the moment, but the NBN 12, that's not a problem.
It's probably slower than what you got on ADSL.
Yeah, I picked that up as well. And not only that, it's somewhat unreliable too.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Paul, follow the man's advice, pay a little bit more and you'll be a lot happier.